It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
Bikini selfie saved a woman's life?
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by Nom Nom, Life in the Snack Lane.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Also, Jacob's Custom Living and Haven Real Estate. They're just loading them up.
Geez, thank you so much.
So popular.
Everybody wants to be a part of it.
I do.
Well, you get to be.
Thank you, buddy.
By the way, Shark Week did happen.
Oh, thanks.
I swear it used to be in August, but maybe I'm wrong about that. It was July 7th through the 13th.
Oh,
John Cena was the main host of it all.
I missed
it. John Cena.
How did I miss the whole thing? I must have been busy.
Yeah, that's weird to not see any of it. You know, I've just been in the not having the TV on at all phase.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's very weird. I am looking forward to the Olympics starting tomorrow so that I can just, it gives me a reason to have the TV on.
Yeah.
When you don't have something that you're going to turn it to, then it's just like, I don't know. I don't want to go through the, do I go on Hulu? Do I go on Netflix?
Right.
Do I go on Amazon?
Correct. What all the things.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What am I going to watch?
Mm-hmm.
This is easy. I just know I'm going to turn on the TV. Olympics. There you go.
What channel? What channel are you going to watch?
NBC, I would assume.
That is it, yeah.
Is that where it's on?
Mm-hmm.
Is that, there's probably other outlets that do it?
I think they've got probably
USA?
All of their, all the ones they own, I'm imagining.
Where? How screwed up are we with the time difference to Paris? 8 hours, I want to say?
I mean, if it's live.
I feel like
I think it's.
I remember my brother being there not
like 10
too
a.m.
long
or something.
Ago.
Yeah, it's 5:04 right now in
Thank
the
you.
Night.
Thank you.
5:04 at night. So how many hours is that, Steve?
It's a number.
It's nine hours.
9 hours, yeah.
See how fast we both did that math?
That's why they pay you the big bucks.
That is, just for math.
Yep. Yeah. That's,
Well, this
it was one of
been...
the questions we had to ask, you know, answer, I should say, before we started here. How are you guys' math skills?
They're
exceptional.
Yeah. What about time zones?
Oh,
you know about
love
time zones?
Oh, love them. Love them.
Yeah, so the nine-hour difference will make the Olympics a little difficult
well,
at times,
yeah,
right?
But they are always going to do the same thing they always do. They do the, you know, highlights, the whatever they call enhanced.
Yeah.
What do they call enhanced encores? That's what they're called.
Oh, in prime time.
Yeah, enhanced prime time
Which is always
encore.
Great, but a lot of times you've maybe heard the results already, and you're like,
correct,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
I already know that Mark Spitz is going to win.
Right, that guy. He's coming back. He's going to win some swimming and stuff.
Okay. Let's talk sharks. This is a wild story in the fact that it's what we don't need. We don't need our ocean filled with this because sharks are already terrifying. We all agree on that.
Correct.
Shark Week, if you don't, I mean, just watch it. Ugh. They're fascinating, but scary.
Yeah, I just, ugh.
That's the slogan they use.
There are sharks now that are testing positive for cocaine off Brazil's coast.
Oh, no.
It's according to a new scientific study.
Who's testing that?
They tested 13 Brazilian sharks.
Saw you swimming a little over the speed limit there.
Tested positive for cocaine. The findings were the first on cocaine in free-ranging sharks.
What the heck?
And they point to a potential drug problem. No,
no way.
No, that's a joke. Not. I mean, it's not that the sharks are, you know.
I understand what they're not doing.
Yeah, they're not like going into a bathroom at a nightclub and doing cocaine.
Right. They're just like swimming in cocaine infested water is what you're saying.
That is exactly right.
Because
apparently
it's infested,
I don't know. Is that they throw the bad guys in there with the cocaine?
I don't
or
know
they just
that,
drop some of it.
I think it's maybe that. I'm not big on the smuggling of it, but
you don't know all the rules how to smuggle cocaine.
No, I don't.
I would imagine maybe it's like the, oh, God, here comes the pirates or the Coast Guard or whatever.
Sure.
Throw the cocaine in the water.
I have an on-scene reporter.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
That that guy definitely.
Yeah. Imagine Daddy Shark eating some. I mean, that's the last thing we need.
That's why they call him Daddy.
Sharks all cranked up on cocaine.
Do 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 do
do do do do
do. You're welcome. Anybody who has children who are now fired up.
We have not played that song at my house for a long time, Jay.
I'm going to send it in a text, and I'll disguise the text as something else. And when you open it, there your granddaughter will be, and it'll pop up, and it'll be like, ha-ha! Yeah! Let's go.
Why, you trying to know?
Yep.
I almost played it at a wedding this last weekend.
Just to try to annoy people?
It was also like 103 degrees, and it was... But there were 7 pregnant girls at the wedding.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's wild.
They showed up that way, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And they were all, like, visibly pregnant. There could have been a couple others that were, and I just didn't know.
I understand what you're saying.
It was quite the crew of pregnant ladies.
And so you're like, hey,
so I was like,
brace
I gotta play
yourself.
Something for them. I'm like, I got to play something for all. Because they were great. They were out dancing all night, too.
I know that a lot of people are very annoyed by that song. I understand. You know,
yes.
On repeat, it would
it's so cute, though.
But, I mean, if you get that at a wedding... And you have the right group of people. Are they not going crazy for that song?
Oh,
at least for like a minute or something?
Yeah, I wouldn't play it more than 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, like I would just give a little clip of it.
Wait, you understand brevity? When did that start?
Well, when I'm a professional in my DJ business.
Oh, that's when it matters. The Big
99.9 Coyote. Well, you don't need it here. Grandma Shark, do-do-do-do-do. Grandma Shark, do-do-do-do-do. You know what song I need? Cocaine shark, doo 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 doo. Cocaine shark, doo 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 doo. Cocaine shark, doo 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 doo.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What's that beer song that Tom T. Hall does?
Kevin James.
I like beer.
That's what it is.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the final story of the day. Hip, 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 hooray.
Final story brought to you by Reflections by Owsley. Kevin James.
Steve, you got to stall for me for a second.
Oh, no.
Okay. What do you want me to... you're doing something.
The thing is, when somebody asks you to stall in radio, you don't ask, what do you want me to do? You just take over.
You just stall,
huh? And you start filling the time that person would normally be filling because it's their job. Because something has happened and they need help. They need assistance.
I see.
What they don't need is a question to be asked to them that then they have to answer. That's not filling time.
Yeah, well, this just filled the time quite nicely.
That was my point.
Today is National Hot Fudge Sunday Day.
Yeah, let's go.
They have a lot of words about Hot Fudge Sunday, and I'm going to read some of the words.
I'm going to have a hot fudge cottage cheese ice cream sundae.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Man.
Feast on this tasty ice cream dessert that combines hot and cold with a cherry on top. While the oldest known record of an ice cream sundae is from Ithaca, New York, in an advertisement.
Duh.
However, there's debate. The October 5th, 1892 ad in the Ithaca Daily Journal spelled the ice cream treat with the conventional day of the week spelling as a sundae.
Sundae.
But Two Rivers, Wisconsin claims Edward Beaners served the first ice cream sundae.
Right.
A-E at the end. In 1881, which would be 11 years earlier.
Oh, man.
Mm. Controversy.
According to the stories, is that a customer by the name of George ordered an ice cream soda on a sundae.
Ah, I see.
Ordinances at the time prohibited the sale of ice cream sodas on Sundays.
Man.
It was the Sabbath. The ice cream shall rest.
Some of those blue laws that they used to have were insane. They had some really interesting ones. Like, you can't have an ice cream soda on a sundae.
Yes. So this man, Mr. Beaners, decided,
yep,
I'll come up with a compromise. He served the ice cream in a dish minus the soda. So basically it was all the stuff that would have been in the soda, topped it with some chocolate syrup.
Yeah.
And called it a sundae.
I get what he did. Yeah.
God bless him. Now, it's a good day. Sunday Day. I like it.
Yeah.
But it is also National Wine and Cheese Day.
Today is?
Yes.
Oh, have that then, the ice cream sundae.
Yeah, and how can you have Sunday Day not on a Sunday?
Even I if agree it's with that, Steve. Spelling? It's a flaw in the system.
Mm-hmm. It is.
That's why I don't know if I like it. If I had to give up Sundays or wine and cheese, now I don't drink wine.
Right.
But I know a lot of people who do.
And you so like I'd, cheese.
I don't want to give it. I love cheese. I love cheese so much I'd marry it.
So why don't you?
Well, because I would imagine they would say no, Steve, and I don't want to try it.
Only
I don't
if it's
need
female.
The rejection. I'd be like, will you marry me now? Okay, well, that was enough of that.
I'm putting that on a poll. Have you ever said, I want to marry cheese? A lot of questions today on the
poll. Jay, you love wine.
Sure.
Okay.
Clearly.
Would Is you marry your wife loves wine?
I don't know if it's love. I mean, we do enjoy it. I don't know if I don't think I'd go, man, I just love wine. Because then I feel like I would drink it more.
Well, you're not a guy who has a lot of it at home, right?
No. I mean, boy, I don't even remember the last time that happened. But I do enjoy it, though. Yeah, I do like it.
Yeah, because you guys will go to Arborcrest or whatever and have some wine.
Correct.
And there's different types that I'm sure you enjoy or whatever.
Yes, cheap and less cheap.
Okay, that's right.
Or more cheap is my favorite.
Mm-hmm. The cheapest.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you say? They're like, what can I get you? What's their cheapest? Show me your cheapest
selling.
Wine. That's
it's a
what
big
I want.
Selling point. I usually do the thing where I'm like, ooh, I like your red blend, because it's usually the least expensive, especially if it's from that place. You know, I'm like, oh, man, I'm really going to make you guys happy. I'm going to get that red blend that you guys got there. Oh, it just happens to be the least expensive? Well, that's a strange coincidence.
I didn't even know that.
I had no idea. I did not notice.
My wife will have that, too. But I wanted to... You're having that. I couldn't give up. I think I would give up Sundays before I would give up wine and cheese.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
A charcuterie board, man, when I see those things, oh, they make me so happy.
I'm telling you, I think I would do the same, Kevin.
Charcuterie board at the wedding?
Yes.
Wait, your cheese wedding?
Not Kevin's cheese wedding.
No. Yeah,
that
sorry,
seems
Steve.
Weird. That almost seems weird. Like, you know.
Yeah, that would.
Cannibalism.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
So no, at Kevin, Emma's wedding, there will be, like, in the appetizer.
Correct.
During the cocktail hour.
That
or whatever.
Is right. That is correct.
Oh,
yes.
That's well done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well done, Emma.
Yeah. Oh.
What do you mean? How do you know that wasn't my idea? Because, again, I saw the price tag.
Those are not cheap.
No kidding?
Charcuterie
That's
boards,
breaking
they
news.
Are very proud of them. Well, if you've ever tried to make one, you realize why they're expensive.
It's not that easy. And stuff's, I don't know if you know, but I guess there was, stuff's expensive. I hadn't heard
it
of
it. It is. Yeah.
It's going to be great, though. You got to have that stuff because, you know, there's going to be time. You can't have people just, you know, meandering around with nothing to eat and nothing to do.
No, that's boring.
Yeah, that's
terrible.
Dumb. Yeah, have some fun. Have some food. Shut up, yappa.
Shut your yappa, eat some cheese. Well, wine and cheese day.
Well, you please. Need to open your yappa for that.
That's
you
actually
celebrate
true.
Whatever you want today. Wine and cheese day or hot fudge sundae or both. I don't, you knock yourself out.
Unless you're lactose intolerant.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
303 and 720. Look at
I remember
that.
The 303, yeah.
To have both of those.
And that's something. How about that?
Kevin James.
Man, oh, man.
Welcome to Area Codes on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Do you like...
Coming up at 7 o'clock, Zip Codes.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Hey! Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
What?
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Who? Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Where?
Yeah.
Beat the show. It's time to beat the show. Step right up. It's time to beat the show.
Morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning.
What's the good word there today? You having a good day, bad day? Don't know yet.
Oh, having a pretty good day, other than my dog chewing up my big dog bed in the backyard.
Oh, no. Oh. Is it a young dog?
Yeah, it's a young golden retriever.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
So do you get another bed, or do you just go, nope, not right now?
Not right now, not for him.
Yeah, right, yeah.
That's fair.
That is fair, yeah. You made your bed, now lie in it.
That's right.
I don't know why they do that. The retrievers, and man, they just have to have something in their mouth. I don't know that we have a couple of Chesapeake Bay retrievers, and the one dog, literally the second she wakes up, she has to find something to just carry around the house, like a pacifier. So it's just what it is, I guess. Funny. Yeah.
Yep.
A little rough, huh?
Yeah, well, only because you always have to have a toy laying around, and if it's dark and you're trying to do something and you step on it, that's almost as bad as a child's toy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, let's see what we got today, Brian. We've got the category of, is it interns or intern? Is there a plural on there, Steve?
I guess it doesn't really matter.
Okay, well, so there it is. and I don't know why you're mad about it. But, Brian, interns is the category. Who would you like to challenge today, me or Kevin?
Ooh. Who does it the least?
I think it's pretty even, isn't it?
It has been very even. Yeah, there was a while where it felt like it was always me.
Right, because people wanted to win.
And I just kept beating people.
You were
all
very
time.
Good for. You had a good run there.
I don't know what happened, but I feel like it is very even nowadays.
Let's go with Kevin today.
Okay. All right, Kevin.
Dang it. I'm trying to talk.
He literally tried to sell you on that, Brian. That was great. Oh, man. You saw through that in a heartbeat.
That's why he's radios Kevin James, not salesman Kevin
James. Yeah, that's right. Because he couldn't close the deal, man. Okay, buddy. 7 questions, 60 seconds. Pass if you get stuck.
All right. Sounds great.
All right, here we go, Brian. The Internship stars Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. What is the other movie that they're both in where they go to weddings uninvited?
Wedding Crashers.
Interns, they might get water for people. What is the well-known chemical formula for water?
H2O.
Who is the 80-year-old who played an intern in the 2015 movie The Intern?
Pass.
If you were getting paid minimum wage for an internship in Washington, within a dollar, how much money would you get per hour?
$15 an hour.
Reese Witherspoon's Legally Blonde character gets an internship while attending what law school?
Yale.
Back in the day, I applied for an internship with the PGA. What does PGA stand for?
Pro Golf Association.
This actress who played April on Parks and Recreation was an intern for the NBC Page program. Name her.
Pass.
I think he passed after the water question.
Oh, 80-year-old who played intern on The Intern with the movie?
That I don't know.
Okay. All right, we'll see how we did, Brian. I think you did pretty good. Let's see how Kevin does. Kevin! We'll see if he's able to keep up or not after his attempt to try to buffalo you. Man, I've been on a run lately. I've been on a run. I know. You tried, Cal. Good luck with that.
Yeah. It was a solid effort.
Yeah, yeah. Brian did well.
I was saying by Kevin, but it was a very solid effort
by
Brian.
It was a mediocre effort by Kevin. Kevin, here we go. 60 seconds, same 7 questions. Let's do it.
The Internship stars Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. What is the other movie they were in where they go to weddings uninvited?
Wedding Crashers.
Interns get water for people. What is the well-known chemical formula for water?
H2O.
Who is the 80-year-old who played an intern in the 2015 movie The Intern?
Robert De Niro.
If you were getting paid minimum wage for an internship in Washington, within a dollar, how much money would you get per hour?
$16.72.
Reese Witherspoon's Legally Blonde character gets an internship while attending what law school?
Ooh, I'll go Harvard.
Back in the day, I applied for an internship with the PGA. What does PGA stand for?
Professional Golf Association.
This actress who played April on Parks and Recreation was an intern for the NBC Page program. Name her.
Aubrey Plaza.
Is that it?
That's it. He got them all. He got them all, and he had time to spare, and he was rolling through those today, Brian.
Yeah, I felt pretty good there.
Yeah,
did
you?
You did good.
Yeah, it was incredibly fast. All right, let's see how we did.
The Internship stars Vince Vaughn and Owen Wilson. What is the other movie they were in where they go to weddings uninvited?
Wedding Crashers for everybody.
Wedding Crashers for the win.
And points for everybody. 1-1.
Interns get water for people. What is the well-known chemical formula for water?
H2O for everybody.
H2O is the correct answer.
Super thirsty, so thank you, Steve, for getting that. 2-2.
You got it. Who is the 80-year-old who played an intern in the 2015 movie The Intern?
Brian couldn't come up with Robert De Niro, but Kevin did.
Yeah. Very nice, Kevin.
It's a great movie.
Good job, Kevin. It is a great movie with Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, it's good.
Who's the Rene Russo? Yeah, let's say that. All right. 3-2 in favor of Kevin.
If you were getting paid minimum wage for an internship in Washington within a dollar, how much money would you get per hour?
I think Brian may have just missed this when he said 15, and Kevin said 1672, I think.
Yeah, I did.
Mm. What I read on the internet was 1628.
Ooh. Oh, just a bit outside.
Well,
Kevin, one point you.
I pay people 1672 so that they're not making minimum wage.
What a guy. This guy, he just won't stop with his generosity. 4-2.
Reese Witherspoon's Legally Blonde character gets an internship while attending what law school?
We had a Yale and a Harvard.
And it was Harvard.
Harvard. Gosh, Kevin, five in a row?
That was a lucky guess.
Man, I didn't know any of these. I would have been a landslide. Yeah, that was good. Never pick Kevin. He knows everything.
Yeah. back in the day, I applied for an internship with the PGA. What does PGA stand for?
Didn't care. Just didn't know that you did that. Did you know
that,
Kevin?
Real? No.
Did you have for real, Steve?
I did.
You applied for an internship with the PGA?
Yeah, it was like a summer in Georgia.
Are you, because you love golf?
No, I thought it was just kind of cool.
Wow.
It would have been cool.
Yeah.
But you didn't get it?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But I applied.
Yeah, Professional Golfers Association is points for everybody.
Yeah. Very good. This actress who played April on Parks and Recreation was an intern for the NBC Page program.
Jeez, Kevin. I mean, Aubrey Plaza, I think you're right. I'm pretty sure you are.
Yes.
Yeah, wow. That's a 7 out of 7. That
you
is.
You got all of them?
That's pretty good.
That's crazy.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah, literally unbelievable.
I'm not going to choose you next time.
Yeah, Brian, I think that we've all learned our lesson, right? Pick the dumb guy.
Right.
I'm standing right here. So, Brian, can you pick a number, then try to be that number, and we'll get somebody one of these brand new travel mugs, these Coyote Country travel mugs. What number would you like to choose today?
Let's choose 5.
Okay. All right. 5. And you can try to be number 5. Brian, thank you for playing, buddy. Appreciate you.
Hey, thank you.
Yep. We'll see you. Good luck with your dog, by the way.
Yes.
Bye.
See you, man. All right. Caller 5, 509-441-0999. Well done, Kev.
Thanks.
Well,
the Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I'm putting it on the poll.
I'm looking at...
Have you seen all your friends naked?
Not
all of them.
What they said.
Have you seen your friends naked?
They said all your
have
friends.
Have you seen
all
your friends
them?
Naked?
Okay, you want me to take the word? No, I'm not saying that.
Kevin James.
Well, because dudes, I don't know. I don't know any dudes that have. Oh, yeah, I guess you have.
Have you seen your good-looking friends naked?
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's the Jay and Kevin Show stat of the day.
It is stat of the day time. I just want to let you know that at the very end of the stat, we are going to qualify somebody for the flyaway to Long Beach, California for the Coastal Country Jam. 2 days of concerts, 2 nights hotel, airfare for two, and it includes shows with Jason Aldean, Thomas Rhett, Old Dominion, John Party, and a ton more.
Mm-hmm.
So you qualify for that in about 5 minutes.
All right, it is time for the stat of the day.
Brought to you by TK Auto, Kevin.
Today for the stat, we go straight to your bedroom.
Okay.
Let's talk about Jay. Let's talk about your wife, Denise.
Uh-huh.
And what goes on under those sheets. How do you sleep? What position?
I mean, it varies.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah.
You are not a one-position-only sleeper.
Uh-uh, no.
So what is your most common?
Usually side.
Which side?
Again, that varies widely. Both sides. Start on the left. Usually at some point end up on the right. But
okay, so you start on the left. Is that because your wife is to your left?
Correct, yeah.
So you start out maybe a little bit of snuggle mode.
Spooning.
Spoon. You guys are so stinking cute.
How cute are they?
They're so cute, Steve. They still spoon to go to sleep.
30 years of spooning.
As you sleep and your mind shuts off, that's when you roll over.
Yeah, you get hot.
Because you go,
I don't
really want to be doing that.
Whatever.
Roll over. This is actually how I'm going to sleep.
Yeah, I mean, it just varies. And sometimes you'll end up on your back. Sometimes you don't. I mean, just, you know, there's a lot of moving around, I think.
So the 38% of people sleep on their back. That is where the stat came from today.
Okay.
It's the second most common sleeping position behind your side.
Okay.
Duh. Stomach comes in a third.
Sure, that makes sense.
Yeah, sleeping on your stomach, Never. I think I used to do it when I was younger, maybe.
Yeah, well, everybody does it when they're younger because you're flexible and you don't wake up with a backache and or a neck ache or anything else. I mean, when you're younger, you just, half the time there's not even a pillow involved. You're just sideways on the bed. Doesn't matter. You're just laying down, don't care, wake up, so start running.
I wake up and run.
I mean,
I meant younger, like my 20s.
Oh, hey. You know, well, it's not necessarily running then, but you know.
Yeah. I'm a back sleeper now. I never, ever thought I would be. I was a side sleeper forever.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's just because of my CPAP machine or what, but I have become 100% sleeping on my back.
When you were a side sleeper, were you the fetal position, log, whatever they call the one with the one knee up? I don't know what that one's called.
Yeah, I'm the one knee up guy.
One knee up, yeah.
A pregnant lady. I think that's the pregnant lady position,
that's
right?
The technical term.
Aren't they supposed to put their one knee up and put a pillow there or something?
I don't know if it's one knee or... I don't know, Kevin. I'm not sure what that...
I feel like that's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's why I did it.
So on your back, are you like... What are you like? Starfish?
Starfish.
Log.
No.
What would the other one be? Coffin?
I'm more coffin, I think.
Coffin? Not with full, hands over the front?
Yeah, not full coffin. Okay. Like... Man, my ex-wife, she was...
Was she coughing?
Oh, Jay, creepy, like hands folded across her chest, like a mortician put her
right,
to bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. But no, I'm... So I do put my CPAP machine, like the little hose that runs down, I do hold that across my chest with my right arm.
Yeah.
And then my left arm, I kind of put up on some pillows and
stuff. Have you ever done Stargazer?
What is Stargazer?
It's hands, you know, this one. Hands behind your head, like you're laying on the hood of a car in a movie looking up at the stars.
No.
At the end of the runway.
No, no, no. That sounds terribly uncomfortable.
Stargazer.
I feel like, oh, God, I can't pop my shoulder.
Well, yeah. You
don't, get like, my hands back.
That one
there.
Doesn't really fit you.
I don't do it. And I also, my bed, I cheat a little bit. My bed props up.
Oh, it elevates.
It's an adjustable bed.
Yeah, let's go.
So I elevated it at like 65 or something, 65%.
Have you ever done free fall?
Free fall, is that where you're on your stomach and you have your hands out like you're skydiving?
Correct.
No.
You're free.
Maybe when...
Free fall.
I mean, again, maybe in my drinking days or something.
Oh, yeah, pass out.
I might
out.
Have just fell on the bed.
Right,
like,
sure, yeah.
Some of the best sleep.
No, it's not. It's terrible.
Well, no. It's no. I think the sleep is great. It's the waking up.
The sleep is terrible. You don't get deep sleep on that. That's a pass out.
Yeah, but I feel like if you're passed out, aren't you completely out? It's just the problem is you wake up and then you're like, I don't feel good.
I don't know. It doesn't feel restful.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to look it up. I'll have to.
By the way, I just looked up the double knee. Is it double knee? Hold on.
Double
no,
knee?
No, the one knee. Yeah, the double knee is fetal on the side.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then log. And then it's called yearner with one knee up.
Yearner?
Yearner. I don't know what that means. But
I don't either. But are they talking about putting a pillow there or not?
That is optional, apparently.
Okay.
I don't know to who, because I couldn't walk if I didn't have a pillow there or something.
I need to type in right now, how should a pregnant lady sleep? How should a pregnant
woman you do, you sleep? Do that. I'm going to put on the poll, how many pillows do you use?
Yes. Like many healthcare providers recommend that pregnant women sleep on their left side, especially from 28 weeks onward when the bump becomes heavier. Sleeping on your side can improve blood flow to the heart, fetus, uterus, and kidneys.
Okay.
And can also keep pressure off of your liver. Thank God. research suggests that sleeping on your side can reduce the risk. Reduce all these risks. I just want to know, do you put one leg up and a pillow under it?
I think it's based on comfort.
Yeah, everybody's different.
That's the beauty of the world, Kevin. Everybody's different.
We're all snowflakes, Kevin.
No, you're a snowflake.
You're
the rest
snowflake.
Of us are a fingerprint.
Yes.
All right.